This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, June 2nd. Good morning. I'm Chuck Nally. Here's today's headlines. Food and Ag Issues Summit kicks off. Reservoir farms entice more startups and researchers. State Ag Board talks pests, wine, and economics. And Trump says Iran war negotiations continuing. AgriPulse West 2026 Food and Ag Issues Summit kicks off this morning, bringing industry leaders, policymakers, and innovators together to examine how California agriculture can remain an economic powerhouse. The one-day in-person event at the Sheraton Grand Sacramento will focus on the economic, political, and market pressures shaping the future of the state's farm sector. The agenda includes panels on global disruptions, the cost of starting a farm, regenerative agriculture, data centers and rural economies, and perspectives from top ag associations. CDFA Secretary Karen Ross is scheduled to speak along with State Senator Dave Cortese of Silicon Valley, Interior Assistant Secretary for Water and Sciences Andrea Travnicek, and leaders from the California Farm Bureau, Ag Council, the California Table Grape Commission, and the Walnut Commission. Reservoir is opening its Agriculture Innovation Network to more startups and researchers through a new free membership tier aimed at lowering barriers to field testing and commercialization of agricultural technologies. The Salinas-based Ag Tech Incubator announced today is adding an associate tier to its existing paid membership structure, giving startups, student teams, researchers, and corporate R&D groups no-cost access to short-term field testing opportunities at reservoir farms. The move comes as agricultural robotic companies face mounting development costs and tighter venture capital markets. Reservoir cited estimates from Western Growers that bringing a commercial agriculture automation product to market can cost up to $100 million. Founder and CEO Danny Bernstein says the new structure is intended to shift Reservoir, quote, from a gated community to an open innovation ecosystem operating at global scale, allowing more early stage technologies to be tested in real farm conditions. Reservoir Farms, which launched this spring in Salinas and Sonoma, provides shared engineering space, grower feedback, and commercialization support for companies developing AI-enabled robotics, automation, and sensing technologies for agriculture. The State Board of Food and Agriculture will hear updates this morning on California's agricultural economy, pest prevention programs, and the California Water Plan as growers head into the summer pest season and continue navigating higher costs and trade disruptions. The agenda includes presentation from UC Davis economist Daniel Sommer on the California agriculture economy and updates to the wine industry and on fertilizer availability and prices. The board will also discuss the new comprehensive pest prevention program analysis, which find the state's prevention efforts suffer from chronic underfunding, staffing shortages, and outdated infrastructure as risks rise. CDFA Secretary Karen Ross says the timing is important for pest planning. Ross said, quote, "As we begin the summer months, we enter a significant agricultural pest period. A recent joint analysis of statewide pest prevention programs shows opportunities in outreach, infrastructure, and technology to enhance California's robust pest prevention network." Board President Don Cameron says California agriculture, quote, "continues to be impacted by trade disruptions and increasing costs, but he's optimistic the sector can rebound." Senator Adam Schiff has introduced a package of six bills mostly addressing specialty crops that he hopes to include in the Senate's version of the Farm Bill, which is expected in the weeks ahead. California Democrats' Economic Relief for Specialty Crops Act would provide $5 billion in economic assistance for producers. USDA came out with a $1.625 billion package funded from the Commodity Credit Corporation to aid specialty growers. But Schiff's press release caused the amount, quote, deeply disappointing and inadequate. Other bills would expand insurance access for specialty crops, boosting funding for automation, and establishing a disaster program tailored to specialty crops. Another would, quote, provide technical assistance for infrastructure and foreign markets for U.S. commodities, mandate a report on the competitiveness of U.S. specialty crops, and increase funding for the market access program, the press release says. President Donald Trump says he doesn't care if negotiations with Iran over the U.S.-Israeli war on the country are over. Trump said in a phone interview with CNBC's Eamon Javers yesterday, "I really don't care. I could care less." The negotiations, he said, are, quote, starting to get very boring. However, Trump also said yesterday that, quote, talks are continuing at a rapid pace with Iran, which had threatened to hit targets in northern Israel unless Israel halted military operations against Hezbollah in Lebanon. Trump added that he had negotiated a ceasefire between the two combatants, but neither side confirmed that assertion, that according to published reports. According to the Hormuz Strait Monitor, the only four ships had transited the strait in the last 24 hours. That as of late afternoon yesterday, that's about 4% of the total number of 60. 65 national and state commodity groups yesterday asking the Commerce Department to remove countervailing duties on phosphate fertilizer imports. In a letter, the groups pointed to a Texas A&M University analysis suggesting a countervailing duty on Moroccan phosphate raised input costs by around $6.9 billion for corn, soybean, wheat, rice, sorghum, and cotton farmers from the 2021 to 25 growing seasons. They said heightened fertilizer costs have come alongside a 31% drop in net farm income since 2022 and an increase in farm bankruptcies. For farmers facing a fourth straight year of losses, an added fertilizer cost imposed by our own government is the difference between sustaining family farms for generations to come or seeing legacies come to an end, the letter says. The groups include the National Corn Growers Association, the American Soybean Association, the National Cotton Council, the National Sorghum Producers, USA Rice Producers Association, and USA Rice. Well, here's today's final word. While this assistance does not fully offset the challenges facing our industry, it provides important support at a critical time. That's a word of Alexei Rodriguez, President and CEO of the Almond Alliance. The Alliance is encouraging growers to review and enroll in USDA's Assistance for Specialty Crop Farmers program, which opened for online enrollment this week. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, June 2nd. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chuck Allen.